This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas rejected an Israeli ceasefire proposal made at talks in Cairo, a senior Hamas official said on Monday, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a date was set for an invasion of Rafah, Gaza's last refuge for displaced Palestinians. Israel and Hamas sent teams to Egypt on Sunday for talks that included Qatari and Egyptian mediators, as well as CIA Director William Burns. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is escalating his pledge to move the Gaza offensive against Hamas to Rafah, despite international alarm over the fate of the area's civilians, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a video statement, Netanyahu says it's vital to move into Rafah, which Israel says is Hamas's last Gaza stronghold, saying the offensive will happen and there is a date. He did not elaborate. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. remains against a major ground operation in Rafah, where some 1.4 million Palestinian civilians are sheltering. He says Israel has assured Washington it will hold off until talks about viable options and alternatives.
Hopefully sometime next week.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations Security Council president on Monday referred the Palestinian Authority's application to become a full member of the world body to the Committee on the Admission of New Members.
To implementing the global consensus on the two-state solution by admitting the State of Palestine for full membership.
Palestinian UN envoy Riyad Mansour. This is VOA.